Right. Thank you all for coming. I just want to run over some final details of the office move, which is scheduled for the end of this week. Most of the work will be done over the weekend by Trudy Brooke, Frank Lee, and there are assistants in the maintenance department. George Harvey will be handling the equipment, such as computers, printers, the network cabling, and the phones. You've probably all noticed the containers in the corridors. All items that are work-related, such as files, books, general office equipment, should be put into the large blue plastic containers. Label the containers that you use with your name and the desk number that you are going to use if you know what it is. As a guide, it has been estimated that each person should use no more than 2 containers. If you find that you need 3 or more, perhaps this will be a good opportunity to throw a few things out. The next week, it's going to be chaos, I'm afraid, and it will be very difficult to get any serious work done. I would ask you all to try and complete all jobs with priority 1 and 2 well before then. In fact, by midday on Thursday, the latest, because on Friday, you'll be hard at packing and clearing your desks. Now, as you know, we'll be moving to the ground floor. The plan has been lying around for a couple of weeks now. You should have all seen it. Most of the problems have been sorted out. The drinking machine will still be on the other side of the building, I'm afraid. But the partitions in the office area have been removed, and I don't think it will be as dark as we feared, much better than we thought it was going to be. As you know, the main concern at the moment, unfortunately, is the laser printers. We still have to work out the best place for them. I reckon they'd be the best right in the middle of the room, but George insisted it would be easier to put them all against the wall. Now we'll have to leave them where they are. The phones are also going to be a bit of a problem. For the first few days, all the phone numbers will be different. The telecom engineers will be working flat out to change them all to your old numbers as soon as possible. They promise that by Thursday next week, you will all have your usual numbers back. The Wednesday morning's meeting of project leaders must carry on as usual, except that the first meeting after the move will be in the afternoon instead of in the morning. The reason for the move, as you all know, is that marketing has taken on several more staff in the last 12 months. They need the space, and so our home on the ground floor will feel a little crowded. It's only a temporary move, of course. And in a month's time, I'm sure we'll find larger premises. Well, that's about it. Good luck, and let's hope things will go smoothly.
Now listen again. Recording, please.
Right. Thank you all for coming. I just want to run over some final details of the office move, which is scheduled for the end of this week. Most of the work will be done over the weekend by Trudy Brooke, Frank Lee, and there are assistants in the maintenance department. George Harvey will be handling the equipment, such as computers, printers, the network cabling, and the phones. You've probably all noticed the containers in the corridors. All items that are work-related, such as files, books, general office equipment, should be put into the large blue plastic containers. Label the containers that you use with your name and the desk number that you are going to use if you know what it is. As a guide, it has been estimated that each person should use no more than 2 containers. If you find that you need 3 or more, perhaps this will be a good opportunity to throw a few things out. The next week, it's going to be chaos, I'm afraid, and it will be very difficult to get any serious work done. I would ask you all to try and complete all jobs with priority 1 and 2 well before then. In fact, by midday on Thursday, the latest, because on Friday, you'll be hard at packing and clearing your desks. Now, as you know, we'll be moving to the ground floor. The plan has been lying around for a couple of weeks now. You should have all seen it. Most of the problems have been sorted out. The drinking machine will still be on the other side of the building, I'm afraid. But the partitions in the office area have been removed, and I don't think it will be as dark as we feared. Much better than we thought it was going to be. As you know, the main concern at the moment, unfortunately, is the laser printers. We still have to work out the best place for them. I reckon they'd be the best right in the middle of the room, but George insisted it would be easier to put them all against the wall. Now we'll have to leave them where they are. The phones are also going to be a bit of a problem. For the first few days, all the phone numbers will be different. The telecom engineers will be working flat out to change them all to your old numbers as soon as possible. They promise that by Thursday next week, you will all have your usual numbers back. The Wednesday morning's meeting of project leaders must carry on as usual, except that the first meeting after the move will be in the afternoon instead of in the morning. The reason for the move, as you all know, is that marketing has taken on several more staff in the last 12 months. They need the space, and so our home on the ground floor will feel a little crowded. It's only a temporary move, of course. And in a month's time, I'm sure we'll find larger premises. Well, that's about it. Good luck, and let's hope things will go smoothly.